Hola, mi gente. This is Jodeci's mom. Hope you're enjoying the show.
Hello, everyone, and this is Jodeci Maldonado, and we are at another lovely night of Late Night Owls Late Night Podcast. And tonight's episode, we are talking about a essay called Pantastic or Pandora in that collection of gender and sexuality essays that I've been discussing thus far with all of you. And this one gets a little bit controversial just because some of the material in it, but there is another essay down the line that is called The Missing Person is what I titled it, that kind of explains it further. So please suspend all judgment on this essay until that episode airs and you actually take a listen to it. And so here we go. Pansexual and panromantic. Are they pantastic, or is it eventually going to shift its definition a touch so that it can get rid of the one aspect about it that I think is a Pandora's box? In the world today, as LGBTQIA rights gain awareness, is there not this idea that in an ideal world, we would consider transgender individuals to be genuinely male or female, respectively, to each case? If that is truly the direction we want to move in, then I have surmised that eventually half of the definition of pan will become obsolete. If it doesn't remain, I would think that it would be because we do not want to forget the history that brought us to this point, even when things are idealistic and trans women of color aren't the most likely to be beaten and killed on the street. In the present, it is our job to make change. In the future, it is our job to make sure that we do not backslide. My thinking here is in earnest, a thought that is reaped with good intentions. If we are to ever make trans men and trans women ever feel equal to their cisgendered counterparts, then is the direction that we are heading in to drop the trans and transgender altogether, other than to name the emotions and processes of transition? I know what some of you might be thinking, and it's that this is the same thinking that made transgender have to struggle for its own right to be more than just a mental illness, and I would agree with you if not for this difference. What made transgender into a mental illness of the past, and just that, is the intention behind it, or rather, the perspective. Looking at it as an illness is to point out what is wrong about it and is equal to saying that someone is broken because of it. That is not what I am saying. I am saying something with the idea of equality in mind. So does that not mean that trans women and men are just women and men? Pan as an identity altogether would not disappear. It would just shift its focus to just include men and women and people outside the binary, like agender and bigender, as well as gender fluid. But the only difference is that there will be no separate category for trans individuals. In closing, I am not saying that pansexuality is a bad thing. Certainly not. I am just saying that we have to tweak the definition somewhat to give everyone a fuller, more equal experience as a human being. Okay, folks. So that's it. That's the essay right there. So I hope no one's, you know, at the gates trying to find me later. But, you know. I actually like the essay. I like the idea, but I do go into a little bit more depth of what I mean by why this is not a bad idea in that essay that I told you about. So if you're sitting on the edge of your seat, like, oh my God, this is so left that it's right, just hold on. Just hold on. And a few episodes or so, there will be an essay called The Missing Person that will further explain this issue a little bit more. So till then, hold on and stay lovely. Good night, folks.